Alana Goldsmith is with us today, and we're talking because she's got a wonderful performance out west this coming Sunday, which brings together her talents and also another Wahine tour is from the east coast as well, Te Rāwhiti, and that's Kat or Catherine Tunks, and the kaupapa there is called Kikurangi, and we'll talk of that as well. But I've just noted, I think, that maybe Alana's playing at the Point Chev Raza tonight. We'll find out more. But she's a bit of a rarity too, because she has beautiful reo Māori and very creative, but also a lot of sort of background in the jazz world. And it's wonderful to have her join us recorded or today. She was also on our Manukau program as well. So you can sense the nature, how talented and bilingual she is. It's great to have her on today's program. Thanks for joining us today, Alana. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe,
Dale. Tēnā koe, Alana. Righto. Lohia koe.
Hi, kia ora. Ai, no te tātā tōku pāpā, te koro, te pāpō tōku pāpā, no Ngāti Parau, no Ngā Marae, kāinga katoa o Matakawa, arā ko Te Araroa, no te taha tōku kuia, te māma o tōku pāpā, no Ngaitai ki Tōrere, hewe Tainui Waka, tēnā. Ai, engari e noho anau ki te uru. I live in out West Auckland, just the same as my hua, Catherine Tunks. So, ai, kei te mihi ki a koutou i te ata nei, Dale, tira Radio Wātea. Kia ora, thanks for having me.
Tēnā koe, Alana. It's nice to talk with you. And like I say, I've sort of been marvelling at your voice for some time now, and it's really great to be able to spend some time talking with you. So did you grow up in back in the Haukainga or city raised? I know that, you know, when you were a teenager, some of our wonderful jazz musos recognised your talent and started to nurture you in that field. So these abilities have been honed over the years. Tell us about growing up. And were your folks musical, Alana?
We lived, my parents, we lived in Te Araroa on the East Cape. I was born down there and didn't make it to Gisborne Hospital. Only got as far as Ruatoria. We lived in Te Araroa until I was about six, and then moved. My mum is Pākehā and her whānau was from Kaukopokopo, from up Helensville way. So we moved back out west when I was around six and kind of grew up on the west coast, Bethel's Tehinga and Rānui and Henderson and then like you say, no, my parents, well both my parents could play the guitar at a party. so both my parents could sing in that case, but not like musos like the Tunks whānau, like hardcore performers or anything. So I've kind of just fallen into that. And yeah, like you say, I just, as a teenager, at school, I just kept on meeting and being lucky enough to be mentored by the kind of the old jazz cats around town. And that was, really my musical background. And so my voice just really always suited the kind of the jazz realm, if you like, which is that I love the old time music, the 1940s swing, and kind of it's just grown from there into academia, into the world of jazz music and at university, and just trying to carry it on in every way that I can, really, with my te reo journey and all my research and as well. So yeah, and to be able to sing in te reo Māori is kind of the most amazing thing for me, and combining that with my jazz world.
it's really awesome, and that's what I mean. I really smile every time I hear your music, Alana. How have your jazz contemporaries, those who took you under their wing or those who've lectured you at varsity, felt about you weaving reo Māori into that style of music and delivery?
I've always had really positive feedback from them. Obviously, the likes of Dr. Kevin Field, who, of course, is musical director for Whirimako Black, a number of Whirimako Black's albums. And of course, the whole whakaaro of jazz is a world music anyway. So that's the wonderful thing I think about music is that it can translates, it crosses any language. It's a world music really, and I think so. It's never been an issue for me. But they've embraced it as much as I do.
Well, it's okay. You're different to Whirimako as you need to be, but there's some threads there that remind us of how the voice can be used, our beautiful reo as well, in a very, for the most part, tender way. I bet you can growl as well, though, Alana. There's no doubt about that. But it's great to be talking about your music. I really like Whakaari. For the island, we just played Matariki. Hiraki Tua is something of a hit. We play it a lot. I hope you're getting the royalties, Alana, are you?
Yeah, I am, actually.
All right.
Yeah, Mawako Takua, Ed Taylor was the co-writer on all of my that first EP with me. So, it's amazing because you don't realise. So I didn't realise Hiraki Tua was doing well when it first came out until someone told me, and I was, awesome. People had received it really well, and kind of that whole EP with Whakaari and Matariki has been such a journey for me. You can hear my journey with my reo and te whakahua o ngā kupu. So it's exciting for me to come back and sing those again, and it's wonderful hearing other people enjoying them too. Of course, Whakaari, my connection, my great grandmother who lived to be 104, she used to go out on a boat to Whakaari and get hangi rocks from there as a child. So going back home to and seeing Whakaari because we live here in Auckland. It's a bit of a lament, and the bossa nova always lends itself. The Brazilian bossa novas lend themselves so beautifully to our whakaaro Māori, I think. So
thanks for sharing that. Yeah. I didn't realise that, but it's a lovely story. I'm going to play it as we conclude our kōrero today. Now you and Kat Tunks, Catherine, you're both very talented writers, performers, very confident. But each of you will have an accompanist. And now this is for the gig that's coming up out in West Auckland this week. It's at the Corbin's Estate, and it's described as an intimate Sunday Matariki show. Who are you playing with? Who's Kat working, with as well, Alana?
In the last couple of years, I've been my usual accompanist and our friend, Dr. Mark Baines. We've been working together for a long time, and we're working on an album, which is also taking a long time to come out, but we're getting closer every day. And then Kat is working with Warren Mendoza, who's a guitarist. I think he's an Indian guitarist. Kat and I are very different, and it'll be a great show, Kikorangi. A beautiful intimate performance in a small church in the Corbin's Estate. Just kind of the four of us, basically, and we're just going to alternate. I think the idea is to alternate our songs and present a lovely afternoon of waiata.
Well, it sounds neat too. And you're working with the pianist, Kat's working with the guitarist. Intimate setting. It'll be very special. Kikorangi is the name of the show. If you're able, get on out and support our waiata wahine. The show's on this coming Sunday. Are you playing the Point Chef Raza tonight?
Yes. That'll be, it's always a fantastic show there. I try to do one show there a year, and so they don't get too sick of me. But the Point Chef RSA is the home for the Auckland Jazz and Blues Club officially. So that starts at 7:30 tonight with a full band, 2-hour concert, listening audience, and yeah, that's going to be lovely too.
I bet it is. When you say a full band, you've got horn sections and everything in there.
I just mean we've got drum kit,
guitar, bass, and drums,
and bass, and keys. So occasionally I'll bring a horn player along. Oh, that's a good idea, actually. I wonder if anyone does want to come.
I wonder if anyone's around. Hey, listen, I hope that goes well tonight. It's been really nice meeting you, Lana. Like I say, we've really enjoyed playing your music. I've particularly enjoyed it, and it's been really nice meeting you. And I know the Tunks crew, so pass on my regards to Kat and the team out there, and all the best for Sunday's performance and indeed tonight's one at the Point Chevalier RSA. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi nui.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks a lot, sis.
Ngā mihi.